The U.S. Geological Survey published its first volcano threat assessment in 2005. It was a look at every volcano in the United States and a ranking based on the hazards they pose. This week, the USGS released its first update to the threat assessment. It has 5 Alaska volcanoes in the very high threat category, more than any other state. But Michelle Coombs, scientist in charge at the Alaska Volcano Observatory, says the level of threat depends on the type of volcano and factors like proximity to people or flight paths, as well as the level of volcanic activity.
Different volcanoes have different characters, or you could even say personalities. There are broad categories of volcanoes, though. The ones in Hawaii are hotspot volcanoes. They're caused by a mantle plume that brings up really very hot, runny magma to the Earth's surface that tends to make long-traveled lava flows. In Alaska, our volcanoes are caused by subduction of one of the Earth's plate under another plate, and that tends to produce magmas that are wet and sticky and erupt with, erupt very explosively, so produce many more ash clouds than what we see, say, at Kilauea or other Hawaiian volcanoes. So Redoubt is one that, it erupts pretty often historically, and it poses hazards to local populations, primarily from both airborne ash clouds that can interact with aircraft or from ash fall.
Looking at the list of volcanoes that are included here, it kind of looks like one of those BuzzFeed lists. It's like the top 18 volcanoes that could get you. So the top, very high threat level volcanoes are 1 through 18. What are the factors that lead to a volcano being included in one group as opposed to another? And why is it like 18 here and then 19 through 57 is the next group? Why is that?
So I mentioned there were 24 different kind of components to the threat number. If you have volcanoes that tend to erupt explosively, make lahars or mud flows, other hazardous volcanic phenomena, those are going to get you higher scores in the hazard side of things. And then if those volcanoes tend to be near local populations, like Rainier is a great example. It's got, several hundred thousand people downstream of it that could be affected by mud flows. So that gets you a high exposure ranking. Kilauea volcano in Hawaii is the top of the very high threat category. That's because it has people living on it. In Alaska, we don't have a lot of volcanoes like that. Most of our communities are away from volcanoes. Another hazard that plays into the ranking is aviation hazard. And that's one that in Alaska is a huge concern for us. We have people flying over our volcanoes every day. And as most of the listeners know, volcanic ash and aircraft don't mix very well.
This report includes a piece about a kind of a new volcano that's been included and a couple others that were sort of demoted from the list.
Yeah.
And I wonder if you could tell me about that. It made me feel a little bit like Pluto when it got demoted from planet status.
Yeah, well, the main players, so the very high threat volcanoes, those have stayed the same. We have 5 very high threat volcanoes in our state. 3 are in the Cook Inlet and 2 are down Akutan and Makushin, down by Dutch Harbor and Akutan. So those haven't changed, and the vast majority of the high-threat ones didn't change either. Partly that's because they're more active, more reported activity, and we already knew about them, and they're better studied and better monitored. It's the ones on the lower half of the list where there was some shuffling. Part of that is just we live in a big state. We have a ton of volcanoes. Many of them we know very little about. And so the initial report in 2005, some of the information we had to put into those metrics was pretty sparse and not very well documented. And so in the interim, better information came out in some cases. And so I think we had 6 drop off the list altogether. And that's because it was determined that they have not been active in the last 12,000 years ago, a period of time geologists call the Holocene or post-glacial time. And that's kind of our cutoff to be on the list. And so 6 of them got off the list. Then the final one I'll mention is Four-Peaked Volcano, which is down south of Augustine and Lower Cook Inlet. And in 2006, out of the blue, that had an explosive eruption, just kind of a one-off, what we call a phreatic blast. And that caught our attention. We didn't think that volcano was historically active or even potentially active, but that put it on the radar, so to speak.
Do you have a favorite volcano? Like, do you like the ones that are explosive and active and on the watch list, or are you more like into the slow roll, beautiful looking volcanoes?
Well, I'm a geologist, so I have a few favorite volcanoes. I've spent a lot of time working on Augustine Volcano and some of the ones in the Aleutians. Readout, I really like Readout. But I would say the other ones that are fascinating, and part of the reason why I love living and working in Alaska, is because there are these places we know almost nothing about. And so to go out to the Western Aleutians and go to an island where maybe one or no other geologist has ever been, and just sort of explore and be the first person to study and figure out what's going on out there, that's really fascinating as well. So I kind of like some of the obscure, mysterious ones.
Michelle, thanks for coming in and talking. I really appreciate it.
Sure. It's been a lot of fun.